But very recently I was visiting someone in the hospital, and he didn't have a lot of strength. He was speaking very softly, and only in response, if you ask them something like, do you need some water, or do you want to this or that, then yes or no. But I said to him, would you like me to read something to you from the Bible? And he said, yes. I said, do you have something that you would like me to read? And he said, Psalm 146. And I made him say it a few times, because just a few days earlier, he had asked for Psalm 46. And I wasn't sure. He's asked for a number of psalms on my visits, and I wasn't sure if he was maybe mistaken or... And each time he said, no, Psalm 146. Is that what you want, Psalm 146? Psalm 146. So we read it, and it's been in my heart ever since. That was on Sunday. And I'd like to read it with you tonight yet. When I read it at that bedside, I thought to myself, how fitting. First of all, it's great that he knows what's in Psalm 146 and he knows what he wants, but how fitting if he was dwelling in this psalm for his particular situation. Trusting in the Lord, praising the Lord. Psalm 146 says, praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, will I praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the Son of Man, in whom there is no help. His breath goeth forth, he returneth to his earth. In that very day his thoughts perish. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, which made heaven and earth, the sea and all that therein is, which keepeth truth forever, which executeth judgment for the oppressed, which giveth food to the hungry. The Lord looseth the prisoners. The Lord openeth the eyes of the blind. The Lord raiseth them that are bowed down. The Lord loveth the righteous. The Lord preserveth the strangers. He relieveth the fatherless and widow. But the way of the wicked he turneth upside down. The Lord shall reign forever. Even thy God, O Zion, unto all generations. Praise ye the Lord. God's holy word. It's an invitation, and more than an invitation. It's a command. It's a call to praise the Lord. And the psalmist is encouraging himself, first of all, to praise the Lord. I'll praise the Lord as long as I live. As long as he gives me breath, I'm going to praise him. As long as I have any being, I will praise the Lord. In another place he says, the dead praise not the Lord. Those that go down into the grave, they don't praise the Lord. Now we know that they do. On the other side, they praise the Lord forever and ever. But we understand what the psalmist is saying. We have an opportunity here to worship God, to praise him, to tell forth his goodness, to show forth his praises. And that's a limited opportunity, and we want to take advantage of it. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. And I think those next verses do fit. When you first read it, you wonder, why is that there? But how often we fail to trust in the Lord with all of our hearts, and therefore our praises are not pure, because our hearts move in other directions. It says, put not your trust in princes, nor in the Son of Man, in whom there is no help. Anything that you can set your mind, set your heart or affection on in this life is passing. Even the best. Remember the middle verses of the Bible? Those ones, if you counted from the ends, you would come to these two verses. There are two middle verses because there is an odd number of verses in the Bible, so you have two, and they say the same thing. Who knows what they say? That's right. It says in Psalm 118, thank you very much. It's this theme, and that's, when you think of it, that is a central theme in God's Word, that His people should put their trust in Him and not look to the right or to the left, not turn aside to other props or broken cisterns, or you can think of many places in the Scripture. It says here, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. And then, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. As Brother Frank told us, even the best of men, they're passing. They will not be here. Earthly kingdoms fail. I think it was just Sunday night, or maybe Monday, on my way up here. No. It was right around that time. I wasn't here yet. Flipped on the radio and I said, that is beautiful. Some choir was singing and I couldn't pick out the song. And then after a few measures, I knew what it was. And there it was, Abide With Me. And there they were singing, When Other Comforts... Well, what does it say there? Comforts flee, but helpers fail, right? And comforts flee. Lord, you don't change. Lord, you cannot fail. Abide with me. Abide with me. And that's the thought here. His breath goes forth. He returns to his earth. In that very day, his thoughts perish. All the plans that he had. Remember what happened to Nebuchadnezzar? He went out there. He had done so well. And he was taking the credit for it. And he had been warned, and God said, what I warned you about is going to come to pass. You're going to be like a beast until you learn what you really are, that you're really nothing, and that all the strength that you have is not your own, but it is a gift. What do you have that you did not receive? Therefore, why do you glory as though you had not received it, as though it were somehow intrinsic, as though you had something in yourself that you can take the credit for? God says no. God doesn't share his glory with another. Let not the wise man glory in his wisdom. Let not the mighty man boast in his strength. Let not the rich man boast in his wealth. Let us rejoice in this and glory in this, that we understand and know the Lord, that he is the one who exercises loving kindness in the earth. He is the one who exercises judgment in the earth. In these things do I delight. Let him who glories glory in the Lord. You are in Christ Jesus because of God. Of him are you in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption and all that we need. Therefore, let him who boasts boast in the Lord and not in ourselves. God calls us to trust in him, to lean all our weight upon him, and let him hold us, and let him see us through, and he deserves our trust and our confidence and our praise and our worship. Let us give him his due. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, which made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that therein is. And I love these next. He keeps truth forever, and then all these things that he does. He executes judgment for the oppressed. He gives food to the hungry. He looses the prisoners. I know I'm reading it twice. It's good. We want to get it into our hearts. He looses the prisoners. He opens the eyes of the blind. He raises the bowed down. He loves the righteous. He preserves the strangers. He relieves the fatherless and widow. The Lord does those things. Jehovah. This is the work of Jehovah. And when I read this again Sunday night, I thought of Spurgeon. And since I'm so familiar with these devotional readings, I remember this one. Just the end of this one, which is very striking, where it says, the Lord raises those who are bowed down. We who are today bowed down and sorrowful shall yet be set on high, and those who now mock at us shall be greatly ashamed. What an honor to be raised up by the Lord. And then this sentence, it is worthwhile to be bowed down that we may experience his upraising power. Wonderful to know. You know it in your own experience. The Lord raises those that are bowed down. You know it in your own experience. The Lord looses the prisoners. You can read about it in the Bible. So many prisoners. God set them free. He's the great and glorious emancipator. But he opens the eyes of the blind. You know that too, don't you? How he gave you sight so you could behold him. And you could understand the things of God. We've begun to understand. And we've begun to see the Lord. And we've begun to follow after him. That's because he has taken away the blindness, the veil that is covering the hearts of those that don't believe. Praise the Lord. And he loves the righteous. And he preserves the strangers. You know what it says in my ESV? That the Lord watches over the sojourners. I like that because that means pilgrims. The Lord watches over the pilgrims. So that's all of us tonight here in Pilgrim Camp. God's watching over you. He's watching over the sojourners. You've begun on the journey to heavenly glory, to that celestial city. And God is watching over you. Praise his name. Praise the Lord. Jehovah, he is the Lord God, and nothing escapes his notice, and nothing is too hard for him. He's watching over and caring for the sojourners with tender shepherd care. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is leading me on. And then, how about he relieves the fatherless and the widow? The Old Testament is full of that, isn't it? You find again and again, not just him doing it, but he commands his people to care for the oppressed, care for those who have no defender. Because he has that in his heart. We have a God cares about the weak. He gives power to the faint, to those who have no might. He increases strength. I guess it goes along with it's worthwhile being bowed down in order to be raised up by Jehovah. We are weak, but he is strong. Jesus said to Paul, it's my strength. He didn't say, I'll make you strong. He said, your weakness, my strength. And Paul said, I glory in my infirmities. I'll boast in my weakness if it makes room for the strength of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. So God helps the defenseless. God wants to save the weak. Zephaniah 3, I will save her that halteth. The one who's limping along, I will save her. People go, how did she get to finish the race? She was stumbling along the way. Here's how and why it happened. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. That's how it happened. And we can apply to him and appeal to him for strength divine. And he will meet us and help us as we humble ourselves before him and recognize that without him we can do nothing and we don't have to. But the way of the wicked he turns upside down. The Lord shall reign forever, even thy God, O Zion, unto all generations. Praise ye the Lord. So I was so glad when I was asked to read that the other night. And I guess you can tell that it just went right into my heart. And I wanted to share it with you.